Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. You know that feeling when your relationship feels more like a battlefield than a haven? Like you're constantly running on fumes, giving your all while feeling depleted? Yeah, me too. But guess what? That doesn't have to be the norm. Today, we're diving deep into something crucial for any thriving relationship. Self-care. It's not selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. If you're neglecting your own well-being, how can you truly be present and supportive in your relationship? Let's get real for a second. Relationships are hard work, no matter who you're with. We have our good days and our bad days, moments of pure bliss and times when we just want to scream into the void. But amidst all that, remember this. Taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about prioritizing your mental, emotional, and physical health so you can show up as your best self in every aspect of your life, including your relationship. Okay, enough preaching, let's get into some juicy takeaways. First things first, self-care isn't one size fits all. It's about discovering what truly nourishes you. For some, it might be long walks in nature, for others, it's hitting the gym or curling up with a good book. Find your happy place and make time for it, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. Second, communication is key. Ever felt like you're walking on eggshells in your relationship? That's never a good sign. Make sure you're expressing your needs and feelings openly and honestly with your partner. This doesn't mean nagging or complaining, it's about having respectful conversations that foster understanding and connection. Third, set boundaries. You are not responsible for fixing everything in your partner's life, just like they aren't responsible for fixing yours. It's okay to say no sometimes, to prioritize your own needs, and to create healthy emotional space. Remember, boundaries are not walls, they're guidelines that protect both you and your relationship. Fourth, practice gratitude. This one might seem cheesy, but trust me, it works wonders. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. This shift in perspective can help you navigate the tough times with more grace and resilience. Finally, don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. Relationships are challenging, and sometimes we all need a little extra help. Whether it's talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist, reaching out can make a world of difference. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You and your partner have been through a rough patch lately. Work stress, financial worries, even a simple disagreement over who takes out the trash has left you both feeling drained and frustrated. You're on edge, snapping at each other, and it feels like you're stuck in an endless loop of negativity. But here's where self-care comes in. You decide to take a step back, prioritize your well-being, and engage in activities that bring you joy and peace. Maybe you go for a hike, light some candles and enjoy a relaxing bath, or simply spend some time reading a book you've been wanting to get into. And guess what? This act of self-love creates a ripple effect. You return to the relationship feeling calmer, more centered, and ready to communicate effectively with your partner. You approach the situation with empathy and understanding, fostering a space for genuine connection instead of conflict. Remember folks, relationships thrive on mutual respect, open communication, and individual well-being. Self-care isn't a selfish act, it's an investment in your happiness and the health of your relationship. So go ahead, prioritize yourself. You deserve it, and your partner will benefit from it too. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your favorite self-care practices in the comments below. What helps you recharge and feel your best? Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on future episodes filled with real talk, relatable stories, and actionable tips for thriving in life. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.